When was the last time that you were in an environment completely immersed? And I'm not talking about 8 hours a day, 6 hours a day. I am talking about 48 hours. And let's just say you took some time to sleep in those 48 hours. Let's say 36 hours of immersion. Okay? Oh, you need a little bit more sleep? Okay, let's say 30 hours of straight up immersion, of being around people that elevate you, that remind you of your vision. When was the last time that you felt that energy? And I say that because I truly hope that you've had at least one experience in your life that after going through it, you felt taller. There was a different timbre in your voice. There was a resonance within you that people could feel a mile away. Because we all deserve to feel this, and more than that, we need to feel this. So on today's episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, we will walk through a few things that will help you boss mode your life. Welcome back to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, and it is my urgent mission to remind you that a miracle is not the exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome back. We have a super remarkable, super fun, just an episode that I'm super excited about. So why don't we just get into it? Is there such a thing as sufficiently expressed? Ringing alarm blaring, purpose obsessed. Staring at society, mind undressed. Exhaling divinity with every breath. Turned on reality, caress the moment and enhance the tranquility of affection. Do thoughts and words have an effect on tuning the universe to play your favorite music? A frequency stalking the psyche, that's quite amusing. A perfect palette of light and dark for your art of existing, all yours for the choosing. When you free someone and allow them full expression, you activate radiating power to create or destroy. See, you can help guide them. That's your responsibility. Provide a roadmap for the best resources. Make sure it's all done in a truly safe and honorable space. Sanctify and bless the space before, during, and after. See, an expression is the manifestation of your will. Can you hear it? God creates the special moments, and it's up to us to seize them and make the most out of them. Would you agree that the boss life, somebody who is a boss, that is their title, in whatever career, out of the many careers that exist, the boss has a great life? Can you imagine the boss having high self-esteem? Can you imagine the boss feeling really good about what's going on in the organization? What's going on in his personal life? What's going on in her recreational dealings? I say that because, you know, wouldn't you agree that it's probably pretty badass to be a boss? You know, I would have to disagree. Because boss is a mentality whether you have a title or not. For example, you could be unemployed and have the boss mentality. like a boss, you get things done. But the reason I say I disagree with the statement is because I imagine a lot of bosses out in the world being stressed. I've heard so many war stories of terrible bosses. I've heard stories of bosses that really care, but carry all the stress and crumble under overwhelm. People struggle with overwhelm. People struggle with communication. I mean, one of the biggest detriments to a thriving organization is communication. Military tactics. If you want to take down a country, you shut off their communication. Without communication, we have nothing. So we can start there. As a boss, are you reading the books that will allow you to reach people that may have been out of your personal domain frame of reference? Are you doing things that allow your consciousness to grow and to expand by experiencing different cultures? Not just nationally, but the cultures within our communities. Culture is one of my favorite things, and I just came up with a new title for somebody that handles the culture of an organization. Because John C. Maxwell's Law of the Lid, leadership can't rise above the highest leader. Now, I think there's loopholes and ways around that, but to a strong degree, everything rises and falls on the lid of the leader. So leaders that are constantly empowering their, for better lack of words, underlings, and making them leaders, allowing them to rise to the top, giving them the permission. Those leaders are the ones that have their organizations grow. They're the leaders that get recognized the most, not because of the money that they're making, but because of the impact that they're generating. Higher profits, more money. That is a byproduct of the value that you bring to humanity. Yeah, the marketplace is great. Capitalism exists. But what we're working with here is people, their lives. They have families, they have stresses, they have stuff going on that generate excuses. And some bosses are a little bit too harsh. Some bosses are a little bit too nice. So the miracle line here is finding and seeking that balance. Not perfection, but to keep running up against the bumpers and returning back to the medium so that you can function from a more balanced space. How do you feel when you are celebrated for your accomplishments? Is there anybody in your life popping in and just congratulating you on the tiniest thing? Because getting congratulated for the greatest thing, for the big things, is great. But as I like to say, little by little, a little becomes a lot. So those tiny recognitions, celebrations, congratulations for the little things are the ones that are taking you to the big moments in life. There's the old saying that a champion gets celebrated in the ring for the hours of work that he put in the gym. So, as we embark on this liftoff to contemplate what boss mode can mean for you in your life, grab onto something, because this is going to be a quantum leap into a reality that will show you a whole new world. Yes, a new fantastic point of view. Before we go any further, I want to get into this topic of perceived value, status. We still live in a world where status of individuals is a thing. We put people up on pedestals. We put people in the cool kids sector. And the main thing about that I want to talk about is that it is perceived value. To the old adage, nothing has any meaning save the meaning you give it, throw on the collective mind into the mix, and someone bold enough to start a trend, or to say, hey, this thing, and for some reason that person that says, hey, this thing, has a lot of, is respected immensely, that people are like, yeah, okay, yeah, I guess that's true. The non-thinkers are just like, that makes sense. And other people look into it and neither say, hey, yeah, that's a true statement, or maybe that's a true statement for that person, but it's not for me. So perceived value. Nothing has any meaning save the meaning you give it, including how we look at individuals. So the way that I like to function in the world is to start from a blank slate, you know? There's no negative points, there's no positive points, but within my heart, I am walking around feeling that everybody deserves a lot more positive points in that perceived value. So I approach an interaction from the utmost respect, with the expectation that they're an individual with immense value to bring to the world. And either they're doing it, therefore it's easy to communicate and to see eye to eye respectfully, to have conversations, and there are those that are yet to see their greatness. There are those that are feeling like outsiders. There are those that may have the big boss title, but are still alone in the dark of their consciousness and have nothing to hug in the deep recesses of their heart. So that's why everybody gets a blank slate. And from the first point of conversation to the next, as things can shift dramatically, I know that I'm carrying myself from an intention that respects other individuals. And more than that, when I find somebody that I see and sense and hear and feel that they may have something that could save a whole lot of people, then without a doubt, without a thought, it is my duty, responsibility, and honor to encourage that greatness. Recently, I noticed that I behave from a principle, and have been for many years, not to put people on a pedestal, but to make them feel like the celebrity they deserve to be recognized as. You've heard it here on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. Anybody that comes in here and is willing to have a conversation, in my eyes, and in my listeners' eyes, they get the whole big name in lights. You know, I've had the Thayer Brown on this podcast a couple different times. I was blessed to have the Chandra Nicole on this call, on this podcast before. I mean, that's huge. Even if you've never heard of anybody that I've brought on before, you will know them. And the way we communicate, everybody has something that they deserve to put on a platform, whether they're making money with it or not, because it's not about that when it comes to what we're doing here and the energy that we're cultivating within the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles community, within the True Freedom Universe community, within anything that we touch. We know that business tactics and all of that needs to be put in place. At the end of the day, we only want more eyeballs, so that we can impact at least one more person today, so that we can reach one more soul, so that we can activate one more spirit that will turn something on, that will inspire and speak and sound in a way that somebody else needs to hear. Whether it's one person, whether it's millions, we all need to get on a stage and at least start picking apart what lights us up. Too many men, and I was one of these men, struggle with this concept of purpose, struggle with the concept of initiation, struggle with the concept of harmonious relationships, more than that, intentional relationships. I mean, we started off this episode kind of chiming into to communication. And everything in communication touches everything in your life, from the way you talk to a coworker, a family member, and the way that you talk to yourself. Who's in your head? Are you having the dopest, coolest, most awesome boss speaking to you, guiding you throughout your day, in your head, in that inner monologue? Because I've talked about this before, you have the ability to control what voice comes in. You can either have a naggy voice that's constantly criticizing you, or you can have a type of voice that entices you and makes you feel good when they tell you you screwed up. Because when they tell you you screwed up, they can also encourage you, you'll do better next time. Or is it your normal speaking voice, and how's your relationship with that normal speaking voice? What emotions are being generated from the voice that you're hearing in your head? And I can confidently ask you that without feeling weird, because only a very small percentage of the population does not experience self-talk. Whew, can you imagine the peace and harmony? Can you imagine the type of production those people are able to tap into, the focus? And then again, with the voices that we have in our heads, with the ability to alter the tone, the timbre, the pace, the ability to actually consciously and deliberately structure an empowering inner voice. Imagine the possibilities of that, of the amazing facts and stories and the strange and miraculous situations that you can get into because you have someone within you, a spirit guiding you and empowering you every step of the way. Even if you're led astray, you're never led astray. Every experience brought to you in your life is a gift, and I say that because you're still alive. You still have the ability to think for yourself, and you have the open-mindedness to be able to hear concepts so that you can explore and find out what they actually mean to you. You are building a mansion of your mind. You are building an estate of consciousness. And anybody that desires to build such a project needs to have the ability to take on more information, even if it seems contradicting, in order to truly say, I architected this thing. Yep. Because your consciousness is the legacy that you leave behind once you're done on this earth. And it takes a boss mode mentality. Not just some trendy thing to say, boss babe, lack a boss. Not some funny pop culture thing that makes us feel good. But to really stop and dig deep and just play around, journal with the idea, if I was boss, how would I behave? Whether you contemplated about your job, where you may or may not be the boss, or you get a little outrageous, a little creative. If I was the boss of my city, what? What? Why is that a little bit more exciting? If I was the boss of my country. Uh-oh, that's a little bit too close to dictatorship. If I was the boss of the world. If that makes you uncomfortable, I implore you to dive deep into that one. Because there's nothing wrong with contemplating how you'd like to run the world. That's really just digging deep into your ideals. Your current ideals reflect your current values. but they don't reflect your current behavior. And that's the boss mode gap that will revolutionize your life. I love to tell this story. For me, that gap of behavior, back when I was drinking, I thought I'd be good. One day, I'll get to the visions that I was still cultivating. I wanted to be a boss. I wanted to run businesses. I wanted to be a husband and a father. Yet, I was still secretly drinking. I was still sneaking away for 2 weeks at a time, drinking a fifth a day until it became more than a fifth, and then my body began to reject the alcohol, not allowing me to continue to destroy myself. I had the vision. I had the tools. But I was not behaving in the way that would be physically representative of me being an amazing father, an amazing husband, while still on the sauce, as they call it. And I'm telling you, when I drew that line in the sand, I started to frickin' sprint because I never wanted to get near that line again. My behavior changed. Something about whatever my bottom was forced me to begin behaving in the ways I said I wanted to behave, because I had the awareness, I had the resources, I had the vision, I did the work, but I was still trying to bypass by drinking. I was still trying to get away with, well, give me at least this. All the greatest and holiest men in the world have had one vice, one flaw. But at 31 years old, I was done. I've lived so many lifetimes that 15 years ago feels like centuries ago. But I am grateful for every single one of my experiences. For if I hadn't experienced the lowest of lows, I wouldn't be able to stand in front of you today. You would not be able to hear this voice of passion, this voice of creativity in the way that you hear it now, in the consistent way of showing up year after year to remind you that we need to normalize miracles. Not because we want it to be the way, because it already is the way and people aren't behaving that way. So this boss mode episode is to remind you that you don't just have a privilege to listen to these words, to contemplate these ideas and these thoughts, but you have a responsibility to realize that with everything that you've ever experienced, you are the boss now. And wherever we go forward from here is on your boss mode mentality. And yeah, we can switch off boss mode. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I'm a little embarrassed, but I'm compelled to speak the truth. I have found myself consciously wanting to turn off boss mode, and have spent months, weeks, just different phases. I'm just turning it off. Yeah, I have these great ideas, but, you know, I'm just going to turn it off. I'm not getting pissed off because I'm falling asleep, because too many ideas are flowing through me. Where boss mode is okay with going to sleep and waking up, going to sleep late and waking up early. Because your real life is more exciting than the stuff that you dream about at night. Like the internal clock going. Like I heard Gary Vee say this many, many, many years ago. And I feel it coming full circle. Because as I feel this energy and this shift rise on our planet, as I see the gates unlock and open for each and every single one of us, I feel that infinite energy, and it must be divine, because I'm not exhausted. I may be tired, but I'm happy tired. Because I'm sitting here with my wife till 2 in the morning just jotting down all our ideas. We don't want to lose any of them. sleep for a few hours, wake up, and I have that habit gravity that wants me to sleep in a little bit more because I've only gotten so many hours of sleep. Just dusting off that habit gravity because I am so excited to wake up with my wife and start creating and generating and jotting down more things for the game plan as we continue to unfold and unravel the True Freedom universe. This is a place of miracles, and I'm talking about Earth. Our podcast is a place to remember and to ingrain and train your neurons to believe in miracles again, to more than believe, to know that miracles are the way and are constantly happening. See, me and my wife experience a few things when we go out into the world together and interact with others. And I say this from the most humblest place in my heart. We have recently become aware and have been given a label, which is just perfectly aligned with what we do here on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. And I say this about us to share with you that this label also applies to who you are. And I know that because you're tuned in. You're listening now. And here's the label: Facilitator of Miracles. You listening are a pillar, an energetic gateway to miracles. By the way that you show up, by the way that you hold a stance, by the way that you anchor the room. And for that, I just want to thank you. I want to celebrate you. I want to put you on the largest stages and recognize you. I want more people to have your ears, your eyeballs. You draw attention by simply holding space. And it's time for you to open up that throat chakra, cleanse it, heal it, expand it. Because as the entity Bashar, channeled by Daryl Anka, loves to say, speak up, and be bold so that all may hear you. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? And you may have an answer for those things, but I'm telling you, you are needed today more than ever. When you're a boss, you're a boss every day. From your first wake of dawn to your sunset today, you'll be bossing every day. Yeah. You're a boss. Sometimes the path to really embodying and understanding boss mode is actually about understanding the human mind and how it works, particularly yours. We are all susceptible to suggestion, misdirection, and our own biases. Principles that create illusions are both entertaining and thought-provoking, and it is one of my favorite ways to be able to hack into that particular area of the brain, the soul, the heart, and the spirit. And I only say that because when I'm doing anything, I want to make sure that I cover everything that kind of plays a role in running the whole deal of my being. I want you to close your eyes, especially if you're not driving. So first, make sure you're in a safe space, and if you're driving, keep your eyes open and listen intently with full awareness of all your faculties. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Imagine yourself in a place that brings you a sense of peace and happiness. I'll let you arrive there. And when you're there, when you're here, what do you see? Or what do you hear? What do you feel? Is there a scent in the air? As you relax and focus on your happy place, notice the sensations in your body. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze caressing your face, and the tranquility that washes over you. Let that wash over you like a calming tide, washing over every sense of your body, allowing you to relax and float. Float above any heavy emotion, feeling, and thought. This is the feeling as you rise and ascend, and the sun warms the skin on your face, and as your palms are faced up in this floating, you feel the warmth expand to your hands. And you feel at peace as you continue to float and ascend into the true throne of your being. And just be here. Now, open your eyes and bring that feeling of joy and serenity with you into the present moment. I dare you to follow through in carrying that sense of peace and happiness with you throughout your day. Allow it to guide your thoughts, actions, and interactions with the world around you. For this is just a seed for you to take with you, to cultivate as you please. Because as you're given more and more resources and tools to be able to tap into this powerful energy, to tap into this powerful awareness, and to truly tap into full integration, you need to keep being reminded that you're the boss. Everybody and everything, the universe and spirit and the gods and God and the angels, they're all working for you, your good and your well-being. You tell them what's up. You ask and give permission to receive downloads, insights, information to make sure that you're always on the right path. Always at the right place at the right time. And when you accidentally go through the wrong door, a door that wasn't for you, that door will promptly shut for you after kicking you out. Or if something enters your room, if it's not meant to be in your space, it will promptly exit. Done, deal, hands washed in the holy water of the cosmos. We are all anointed. We are all chosen. Some have gotten off path. Some have been lied and manipulated and taken down a path where they were told that they were never going to be the boss. But somehow something cracked through. And look at them now, up on the stages, up on the screens, their names up in lights. I've said before, Grant Cardone is one of my favorite people that helped me get sober with his book, Be Obsessed or Be Average. And he says something that I want to share with you, because I am a man, like Steve Rogers, that loves to find out what the rules are. And then I expand beyond that. Where do the rules not make sense? And then I expand beyond that. Using the rules that I now learned, is there a way that I can manipulate the system for it to work better? And when push comes to shove, I will always choose honor over rules. Rules are simply a guidepost. What matters most is the impact that we make, the good that we do. Not talking about breaking rules or finding ways to break rules for nefarious reasons. It's more of a get out of the space of ignorance and come to understanding in anything that may trigger you, that may rub you the wrong way, that may seem unjust. You're a boss. A boss is calm, cool, and collected until he strategically and on purpose has to put his foot down. Not a boss that's just emotionally out of control, but a boss that's strategic, that sees how a community functions and works and sets up that community to rise together, to team up people that may work so well together, but without that leadership, without that boss having that vision and the ability to understand how human dynamics works, wouldn't be placed together. But together, to have the eye for like, that shouldn't work, but it does, come here. That is my version of boss mode. I want to learn everything, and then I want to learn how it can be changed, how it can be altered, so that it can be just a little bit better, so that I play a role, I contribute to the evolution of humanity, I contribute to the evolution of the systems and how they are currently being run. And yes, there's been massive change in the last 10 years. Heck, in the last 4 years. And with that, I just want to shine a magnifying glass on this particular space and time that we are all in. More is available to you than ever before. It is less expensive to get very professional things done. I mean, I've heard so many stories, and my older brother is one of them, running a business that is generating a profitable amount of money, educating other people on that particular area of expertise that wasn't done in that industry before. And using either Microsoft Teams or Zoom, using YouTube videos, and using Google Docs, he's able to generate massive income by being able to provide an expensive expertise purpose to individuals in other countries that don't have the money to invest in the most expensive trainings. And my brother is one of the best human beings in the world and one of the best educators. My brother inspires me, and I'm so glad that I wasn't planning on sharing with you about my brother. My brother came from El Salvador without knowing any English. He brought his wife and his daughter over from El Salvador. He learned mechanics. He kept on studying and learning, and he became what I and many other people have said is like a doctor of cars. He diagnoses, he knows things, he can sense it, he can feel it, and then he just verifies it with all his fancy equipment and his fancy knowledge. And what he's able to provide as a service to people all over the country is, you know, in my opinion, he used a disruptive model because he's able to bring to the masses something that wasn't available to them before. Therefore, creating more people that can help people with car troubles all over the world. Oh, that is boss mode. Having the initiative to keep on thinking. Having the initiative to bring the right people together. To have the antenna out for opportunity, Every single interaction, every new meeting is a blessing. Every frustrating situation is a blessing in disguise. You just have to be outrageous enough to choose to not just want to think that way, but to practice the thinking. What you constantly think comes out in your words, and your words are what create your reality. Thought, word, deed. Let's reverse engineer that. If you're having trouble catching the deed, let's start at the deed and we go backwards. What was I saying before I did that thing? Ooh, I said that? What was I thinking in that moment? And if it's not something that you're happy with, it just means we need to upgrade your mental OS operating system to the boss mode package. Come on, we gotta upgrade our mental faculties. Boss mode starts with the highest thinking. I'm talking about the ideal bosses that we wish we had if we hadn't had super amazing bosses. And the biggest boss that you'll spend your entire life with is you! Ain't that something? So since that's the case, and you now know that you're the boss, it might be a good idea to start brushing up on a few concepts, a few books. If you can't get in the room with the highest producing individuals in the world, find the highest individuals in the world that have written a few books, that have posted a few videos, presented a few speeches that you can find online. Immerse yourself in the boss mode mentality. The podcasts that are interviewing people like Brendan Burchard, Eben Pagan, Neil Donald Walsh. The archives of some of the greatest individuals that have passed away, like Zig Ziglar. Something I got from Zig was, I decided many years ago that today I was going to have a great day. The Napoleon Hills and the Dr. Wayne Dyers, the Louise Hayes, the David Datas. There are so many resources. Go to a Goodwill or a thrift store and find an inspirational book. It could be a no-namer or somebody that is super famous, like a Tony Robbins. But find something that catches your eye. Strange Stories, Amazing Facts. Great title. Okay. Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Okay, what does that mean? The Tao Te Ching? Huh, that's a philosophy I've never heard or studied. But maybe let me look into that. And boom, see how your life changes. See how your consciousness changes. There are so many resources. And I'm getting a little emotional because I had to fight for the resources that I got my hands on. And now it is just so easy. You can either go to Audible and download a book at a cost, or you can go to YouTube and listen to an entire audiobook for free. Wow. And literally, nothing's off the table. Anything you could think of is now available. I had to wait years from the knowing that a certain book existed to when I finally got it. And now, there's no wait. You want some rare esoteric book? It's out there, and guess what? It doesn't cost hundreds or thousands of dollars. You can get a copy for $7.99 because things like these are now being printed by other individuals that were so inspired, that were so changed by the words in those books that they want others to be able to receive it effortlessly. Just by an intention. Today, I intend. Are you intending your boss mode? Are you activating your boss mode mentality? Because people love to talk about mindsets, but it's not just a mindset. It's usually a trinity of thought, word, and deed. In the realms of magic, where I was raised, I bring you a parable to brighten up your day. In the whispering meadows of doubt, where dreams lay dormant and hope was a fading ember, lived a village cloaked in timidity. The folks, heads bowed and voices hushed, toiled through life like oxen, their spirits yoked to the plow of routine. One day, from the sun-dappled hills strode a figure with eyes like fireflies and a smile brighter than morning dew. This was Anya, a weaver of dreams, her spirit a vibrant tapestry of courage. Anya, with a voice that rang like a mountain stream, declared, "My friends, it's time to activate boss mode." Confusion rippled through the village. What was boss mode? Was it a weapon of war? A dark magic to be feared? Anya, her laughter, like wind chimes in the breeze, dispelled their unease. Boss mode, she said, is the dormant lion within you. The soaring eagle. The artist waiting to paint the dawn. It's about living life with boldness, claiming your power, and letting your light shine. Her words, like seeds scattered by the wind, took root in the hearts parched for sun. A baker, timid and stooped, felt a spark ignite. He started baking bread with a flourish, his loaves bursting with joy and laughter. A seamstress, once afraid of needles, began weaving tapestries that danced with colors, each stitch a testament to her newfound courage. One by one, the villagers woke their inner lions. The blacksmith hammered out songs of steel. The weaver spun stories with threads of gold. The farmers sang to his crops, his voice a hymn of abundance. The village, once shrouded in whispers, now thrummed with the music of awakened souls. But the whispers of doubt, though faint, still lingered. Some, still clinging to their timidity, scoffed at Anya's words. "This boss mode," they hissed, "is a fool's game. It will lead to ruin." Anya, with a twinkle in her eye, replied, "Fear is the thief of your dreams. Boss mode is not about recklessness, but about embracing your God-given potential, using the gift you paint the world a brighter shade. So don't be afraid to use your gifts. This time on earth is a time for no gifts left ungiven." And so, the village became a canvas of transformation. Children no longer shrinking violets, climbed trees and chased rainbows, their laughter echoing through the meadows. Elders, their eyes rekindled, shared stories of wisdom, their voices weaving tapestries of time. Doubt, cornered and weakened, finally retreated, leaving behind a community pulsating with life, a testament to the power of activating your boss mode. Anya, her mission complete, smiled and bid farewell, her voice a gentle breeze. "Remember, my friends, boss mode is not a destination but a journey. It is the constant dance between fear and courage, the refusal to let the whispers of doubt dim your light. So go forth, activate your boss mode, and paint the world with the vibrant colors of your soul." And thus, the village forever changed became a beacon of hope, reminding everyone who dared to listen, the world awaits your boss mode. So step forward, claim your power, and paint your life with the audacious brushstrokes of your dreams. For within you lies the potential to be the hero of your own story, the artist of your own masterpiece, the lion, the eagle, the weaver of your own vibrant, extraordinary life. So, dear friend, as you listen with your heart ablaze and your spirit soaring, step into your own boss mode. Let your voice be a clarion call, your actions a testament to the boundless potential within. For the world needs your light, your laughter, your unique melody of dreams. Go forth, paint your masterpieces, and let the echoes of your boss mode forever change the world. The world is waiting for your light. I want to thank you for having the willingness, having the initiative, having the joy. For if you're not here in joy, why are you here? To take the time out of your life, your day, to invest into your consciousness, and spend a few moments with me here on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. You are so needed, and I love you so unconditionally. I know that you have tremendous value within you. So I thank you for being audacious enough to listen to a podcast like this, to have it lead you down rabbit holes that leads you to worlds you had no idea existed before. You are not an outsider. You are the inner circle. You are part of every industry, and you are a boss guest. You are a highly coveted guest. And I appreciate you. I see you. And I know you're working hard, and I know that sometimes it may not feel like you're succeeding, but I promise you, if you keep going, your success is inevitable. Your shift in reality is inevitable. That pivot to a greater, higher timeline, your destiny, is unavoidable. So, again, thank you for your time. It has been an honor to share a session with you around this concept of activating your own boss mode. And it is my hope and intention that it has touched you in some form or way, that it cultivates some change after you listen to this. Some change when you go out around your day, out and about. Some change when you have your next interaction. Thank you for joining us and for showing up for yourself here on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, and it is an honor to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. So go out there and get it. And stay tuned in, because I'm coming at you with another episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles soon.